Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We are The Valley Outdoors. Joining us today, we have Ava.
I'm here.
I caught you. Don is here.
I'm over here.
And I am here. I'm Eric. And we are glad to have you guys with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Miami Boat Show. We're going to be talking about a fishing tournament that was over before it almost started. In fact, it wasn't necessarily a tournament, but an event that went on.
In our neighboring state.
In a close by state. That and more when we return. Stick around. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Nice to be back in Minnesota.
I like it. Well, I bet it was warmer where you were again.
Of course.
Always is.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to spend much time outside. It was mainly in the Miami Boat Show, not out at the docks. But it was a craziness. Lots of people and a very cool event besides. Tons of new stuff. I was just blown away at kind of the transitions that are taking place within the propulsion world.
Oh.
I would say. Highlights in my world, there was a number of new electric outboards.
Really? Tell me about them.
Yeah. Photon Marine had a 300 horse outboard that was there, and they were using the Shiro propeller for efficiency. And that's one of the kind of the cool things. They're looking to have the most efficient way to connect to the water because you don't want to have prop slip. You're basically losing energy if you're spinning your wheels, as it were. And they were out there very prominent. I think that the part that was, not surprised me, but it brought me to the, there is a use for it, but it's not what everybody thinks. It's not like you're going to go out and run all day with an electric outboard or inboard because you have limited time to use. The battery is only going to be X size. So they're used for tenders. They're using them for tenders. They're using for an auxiliary engine to and from big yachts, in and around marinas where they can be plugged in and be charging most of the day until they're needed. But talk about crazy, 300 horsepower electric motor.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising, actually. I mean, even in vehicles, the electric vehicles, when I was looking for a truck, I was doing some research on that. And they have more torque than a diesel actually does.
I'm not a big fan of the electric side of it in my research that I've had. A couple people that had looked into buying them, drove them for a little bit in the winter, and the degradation within the cold temperatures is much greater.
Oh yeah.
Than even they've stated. So it gets to be kind of an issue as far as longevity, especially in a truck. So that's one of those things you want to pull.
Well,
I'd
be concerned on the water. I mean, you can't get too far away from the dock, or you're calling for a tow, I would imagine. I don't imagine there's any charging boats out there at this point.
No. So then the other one is, so this is, you're going to love this. So they have a ski boat, like a regular wakeboard type boat.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Pushes, keeps the bow up in the air, so it's going to go through a lot of energy. It gets about an hour and a half use, and then it's like about 12 hours of charge, right?
Right.
What's blew me away was you can't charge it on the trailer. You have to charge it with the boat in the water because the charge rate is so high, they've got it liquid cooled, and it pulls from the water around it.
To cool
the charging system.
Oh, wow.
I totally blew me away. I'm like thinking to myself, what?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't, you know, I mean, it's, I mean, everybody's in favor of a clean world, of course.
Absolutely.
But I don't. I think we're many years out from perfecting these ideas.
We're putting the cart before the horse, I think. Yeah. But one thing I will say is, in the marine environment, this is the one difficult thing that will, regardless of what happens, if you're in a marine environment and you have your boat at the water, you have it at a dock, which there's so many people that they, you look at whether it's Florida, the East Coast, here, Minnesota, Wisconsin, wherever. Anytime you have water involved and you have electricity, things can go wrong, especially at the rate that you need to charge a boat of that magnitude with the battery. So it comes into play to charge it. You can't do it on a 110. You can't really do it. You can try to do it on a 220 volt, you know, voltage. Right. But you really need a, you have to have a specialized charging system. You can't just run it out your window. There was a comment on somebody who said, yeah, the people that don't have the ability to pull it into a garage, they're running extension cords out to their vehicle across the sidewalk with cones to block up where you're parking it in the street and trying to charge just a car. But when you have it at a boat, you want to have people swimming, that gets to be a little scary.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all had, I mean, you and I have had electric motors in our boats for
forever.
But we're talking a 12-volt battery.
Exactly.
Or two of them or three of them, depending upon the size of electric motor you're using.
Well,
but we're not trying to ski with it.
No, we're not trying to, and we're not trying to go to a fishing spot 8 miles away and then troll. It just doesn't pan out.
No. Well, see, my sense is it wouldn't be a problem getting there. It would be getting back.
It's exactly right. So you're not going to put triple 300s on a 32-foot vessel. No. Well, we had Jeff Wassel on, and he's done the calculations. Is you can't literally have enough battery in the boat. It would sink the boat. That's the calculations. With even the best lithium batteries today, now, they're, granted, there's some sodium batteries. I forget the exact makeup, but they won't contain the same amount. Lithium will be pulled out. The problem you have is copper. And that we'd have to triple the amount of copper harvested or
used.
Dug up
Mine.
In order to nickel and copper in order to do that. And I've done a lot of research. In no time in history has any mineral ever been tripled as far as the excavation rate to achieve or meet a need. So it's been... It's pretty crazy, but that was the domination of the show. That was a big thing. Obviously, the Sheriff Profs, it was blown away by how well that went over, and we really did well there.
Was this the first show for Cheryl?
No, this was actually not the first show, but with all the performance reports and everything that we had, as well as all the video testimonials from BoatTest.com, as well as others, our booth was literally slammed, and it was a great position to be in, and people are out using these props and sharing that with others. So pretty doggone cool. Hey, tell you what, hang tight. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about that sturgeon tournament that got done before it started, or event that got done before it started. And lots more. Hang tight.